Penguin Audio presents Iceland by Betsy Tobin, read by Davina Porter. For this is an island, and therefore unreal. W. H. Auden and Lewis McNeice. Letters from Iceland. And there, where the glacier touches the sky, the land ceases to be earthly. Haldor Laxness, Under the Glacier. Freya. When I was 16, I was given a cloak made entirely of feathers. It was made from pale grey falcon wings, unthinkably soft, with no more weight than a handful of ash. I remember the sensation as Odin first laid the cloak across my shoulders. His hands brushed too long against my skin, but even as I noticed this, something else was happening deep inside me. A sudden narrowing, as if I was being squeezed from within. In an instant, I too felt weightless, and in another second I was airborne. I looked down to see them all staring up at me. My father, his expression vexed with disapproval. My twin brother, Freyr, his dark eyes pools of envy. Odin's wife, her smile frozen with complacency. Surely she must have seen his lingering caress. And Odin himself, staring too intently with his one good eye, as if he could divine all the secrets of my adolescence. With relief, I turned my gaze from them and flew towards the horizon, the wind rushing at my face. And for the first time in my life, I felt free. At 16, I'd not yet learned that it takes more than wings to release one from the bonds.